This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The Pinhook in Durham has won local awards for being the best gay bar in the Triangle, but the owners will tell you it's not actually a gay bar. The music venue is queer-owned in an inclusive space that prides itself on belonging to the whole community, not just the LGBTQ community. Next week, the Pinhook's putting on a week's worth of donation-based shows to celebrate its 10th anniversary. Shows are going to include two musicians who are with me in the studio now. Kim Register is the owner of the Pinhook. They sing and play guitar. Kim, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thanks, Frank. Good to be here.
Also with us, Jesse Bouchard, longtime employee of the Pinhook. They sing and play rhythm guitar with severed fingers when they're not here on The State of Things. Jesse, welcome to you.
Hey, welcome. Thanks.
Good to have you here. Kim, tell us a bit of the history of the Pinhook.
We've been a spot there for 10 years now, which is insane. Yeah. And we started with the sort of ethic of a DIY space. We came from Bull City headquarters that took over like a spot in the old Five Points and was a DIY show space and was donation based and put on by a bunch of friends. And so we kind of try to keep that ethic and what we're doing in downtown. But we've been there for...
It's amazing. No, 10 years. But in a way, you represent a kind of old Durham, which was brand new 10 years ago, which was an up-and-coming Durham 10 years ago and something we hadn't seen. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it works, right? Like, yeah. you get the in because nothing's in downtown or, like, yeah. People don't go to a place very much. And, like, Durham's downtown was pretty vacant, period.
Wow, it's like a movie set.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Yeah. But it's also, you know, because I think we come from that DIY ethic that people are supporting us and have supported us so much, because we definitely wouldn't be there without people, you know, letting us do things like not understand social media or, like, you know, start a club when you're 27 and literally not know anything about business. So people have really, you know, people have really helped
us out. Jesse, talk about your history with the Pinhook. When did you start?
I've been working there for about 4 years now, but I've been hanging out there for a long time. I kind of pestered Kim until they finally gave me a job.
That is true. Yeah. That's very true.
The persistence
and
pays off.
They keep trying to fire me, but they can't get rid of me. So,
well, another 10 years, and who knows? You could be there for the next anniversary. Let's hear some music. Kim, you're each going to do solo stuff here, and maybe we'll start with you, Kim. Tell us what you're going to do.
I'm just working on a new solo record that I recorded with a legitimate business in Greensboro, and I'm going to play a song called Some Boy You Don't Need for my friend Catherine.
He's been gone, oh, for so long. He's been gone for so long, living in his boat for free. You've been alone, oh, looking for. You've been alone, looking for, oh, some boy you don't need. Now you don't need. He ain't wrong to just move on. He ain't wrong to just move on if he's got a better place to be. But he ain't bright. And all turns out tonight, it ain't him you're looking for. It's a boat and the sea, oh, and the sea. Oh, so get your coat and come on. We'll get his boat, then we'll go find a better place to be when he stumbles home. We'll be long gone. No boy on your mind, oh, just a boat and the sea. 'cause he's been gone. Oh, looking for. Oh, you've been alone, looking for. Oh, some boy you don't need, now you don't need.
Kim Register on guitar and vocals. You can see them perform Sunday, November 18th as part of the Pinhook celebration of its 10-year anniversary. Jesse Bouchard is in the studio as well, singer and rhythm guitar player for Severed Fingers. Tell me more about that song, Kim.
Well, I was told to say also, I've been told to say by my best friend that this is a song about her not needing a boy. However, she is looking for a date.
Oh,
so
okay.
If anyone's interested, please hit us up on Facebook.
Well, go ahead. You put out more. You want to give all the information.
Oh, yeah.
And just the social security and whatever.
Right.
Put that out now. And who knows?
I do know her social security number.
Jesse, tell me more about you. Play with Severed Fingers. It's kind of a country, country kind of a band, right?
Yeah, it's a country outfit that I've kind of put together over the past few years. So just over a bunch of songs that I've written. I don't know.
Well, is it straight ahead country? Is that music you've been interested in for a long time?
Yeah, I mean, it's really influenced by a lot of like the 70s country and folk stuff. Kind of really inspired by sitting around the coffee table with a bottle of whiskey and passing the guitar around. That
many,
sort of thing.
Many a great song has been inspired by that.
But yeah,
it's also ended a lot of careers.
It's kind of developed through that sort of thing. And yeah, we're here now.
Well, we do a song for us now?
Yeah, sure. The song's called Ramblers, Gamblers, and Drinking Men. And it's a true story, so.
My mama was a rambler, my daddy a gambler, my brother a drinking man. I grew up a bruiser, a second-class loser. If I had to, I'd do it again. I married a lady, she gave me a baby, and I gave her my mama's ring. Well, I gave up that life for my son and wife. Now she's sleeping with my best friend. But it don't make a difference, 'cause the cards will fall where they may. And the odds, they are against me. Well, I guess that's just part of living today. For me, it's the bottle. For some, it's the Bible. I can't say which is right or wrong. But at the end of the night, I know I'll sleep tight when all of the whiskey is gone. And Sunday comes quick, and man, I feel sick. For breakfast, I'll have a beer, and I'm singing along to these sad country songs, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. But it don't make a difference, 'cause the cards will fall where they may. Difference. I'll be living today. Give me whiskey, give me wine, just give me peace of mind. If not for tomorrow, at least for tonight. Give me women, give me weed,
amphetamines. I know it's wrong, but it feels so right. But it don't make a difference, 'cause the cards will fall where they may. Well, I guess that's just part of living today.
That is Jesse Bouchard on guitar and vocals. They are part of the band Severed Fingers, and you can see them perform next Saturday, November 17th, as part of the Pinhook's 10-year anniversary celebration. Kim Register is also in the studio, the owner of the Pinhook. Jesse, this is incredible because, as everyone here will attest, we have never met. And yet you got my story down perfectly in that song. I don't know how you did it. That's pretty darn incredible. You just didn't name the beer that I have, the brand. But I suppose you didn't want to throw that in the song, unless you got a product placement promotion.
Working on it, you know.
Tell me more about the, you wanted to get this job at the Pinhook. I'm guessing you could have worked a lot of places, but it must be something about that place and the sense of community, the vibe that it gives off. Jesse, what do you think it is about that place that makes it so unique in Durham?
I think a lot of it is just that it's honest. It's not really, it's what you see is what you get. There's nobody's trying to beat around the bush, and it's not like, it's a bar and a venue, but it's also a community space, and like, it's really important to people to be able to hold some of the meetings that are held there and some of the things, just like, you know, having a safe space to go in times of like when the statues got torn down and like, that was a place where you could go and like get out of the elements for a minute and like just kind of recoup, and like having a space like that in those times are really important. And there's other instances that I'm not thinking of at the top of my head that are also wonderful that space is there for. So
I am talking with Jesse Bouchard and Kim Register today on The State of Things, talking about the 10-year anniversary of the Pinhook. Pinhook, Kim, has got a great history because you're named for a kind of rowdy section of, well, what wasn't even town before Durham was Durham. It's a pretty cool history, name itself, the Pinhook.
Yeah, and it's 10 years ago we named it that instead of the Junk Bar or whatever other brilliant name I had that I was going to, being 27, being allowed to make something permanent is pretty intense.
Wait, tell us the history, though, that story of the Pinhook and that kind of section, because that was the rowdy section of this part of the country, right?
Yeah, it was the first train stop in this area. So it was the first, you know, sort of like raucous post office, like brothel-esque. They had like naked races for whiskey. And it's funny to name your place after that, because I don't necessarily love the idea of like colonization or you know, naked drunk people racing around. I'm sure it was very problematic, but I think the spirit of the name of like being raucous and being honest, to throw back to what Jesse said, which I thought was totally true, and also some of the shadow sides of being really honest is being vulnerable about not knowing how to run a business with your employees, and they, you know, pay your water bill sometimes and you're like, oh wow, thank you. So I think our relationship is pretty special, and I appreciate all of them.
And talk about it, Durham itself, I mean, we were just, you know, talking about the fact that 10 years ago anything on Main Street was exciting, thrilling, and to some extent dangerous, because nobody thought it would survive. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, the rent has gone up.
I do know.
And so I'm wondering, is Durham still dirty through all of this? I mean, what's happening now in all this transition?
It's really complicated to try to hold down in space here, because space is one of the most important things, I think. That's where you can, like, talk and show your things, your art, and communicate. So it's hard to say, I have my opinions about how Durham is going. I think gentrification is terrible. I know that I'm a part of it, but it's, you know, we all try to do what we do. So I think the thing that Pinhook is trying to do is just hold like a queer, dirty space that is accessible and open to change and criticism in a spot that is selling penthouse, you know, condos and apartments, and chains are coming up, and it's very different. And I think, you know, it's hard not to say that it's inevitable. You know what I mean? But I think the thing that the city can do and that we can all do is try and support spaces that are trying to maintain an accessibility for people who don't get space because of their privilege all the time.
Kim Register, owner of the Pinhook, singer and guitar player. Jesse Bouchard, longtime employee of the Pinhook, singing and playing guitar, also with Severed Fingers. You can see Jesse and Severed Fingers perform next Saturday, November 17th. Kim's going to be performing Saturday, November 18th, closing out the week for a donation-based series of shows to celebrate Pinhook's 10th anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being on the show. I want to leave you time, Kim, to play us out, but first of all, I want to tell everybody you can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. Jenny Lawson ran the board today with Al Bodarski helping out. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Kim Register.
And thank you all for creating the space for us. Never meant to crumble when I turned you home.